Some churches are insisting no law will stop them praying the gay away. The Justice Select Committee today heard submissions on the Conversion Practices Prohibition Legislation Bill. The proposed legislation would criminalise treatment that aims to change people's sexual orientation and gender identity, despite that change being impossible. Here's political reporter Katie Scotcher.
Conversion therapy has been proven around the world to cause serious harm, and the government wants to ban it here, with a bill currently before Select Committee. But Andrew Moon from the New Zealand Good Neighbour Church says that won't stop them from doing everything they can to prevent people from living non-heteronormative lives.
If any of our children try to take hormone blockers, we are going to stop them. And if they want to live with LGBT identities, we will do everything we can do to get them to change their mind. Of course, not in a violent or abusive or coercive way. We're not going to take that action.
Alan, a representative of the Auckland Light of Grace Church, says there's no need to ban the harmful practice.
We think there are people in the rainbow community who need and will seek conversion service at their own will. In that case, the service needs to be made available for those people. And people who do not believe in that practice have the right not to use that practice.
The proposed bill covers religious groups, but the Justice Minister has said they will still be able to freely express their beliefs. The New Zealand Christian Network's National Director, Stuart Lang, says while the group wants to prevent harm, the proposed bill is worrying.
Our concern is that, as worded, the bill could unjustifiably and perhaps unintendedly constrict legitimate and non-harmful religious practices, especially the appropriate and time-honoured exercise of respectful pastoral counselling, advice and prayer. In our view, the state should keep out of that realm.
Alex from the Clinton Presbyterian Church Youth Group told the committee he has grave concerns about the proposed ban.
This bill creates so much uncertainty for people like myself. What can we say? What can't we say? Is Big Brother watching? Are we going to be prosecuted one day? Am I going to get in trouble for suggesting anti-pornography therapy for a young person who's struggling with that issue? Again, they might say that's an expression of their sexual orientation.
Jay Behan from the Church of Confessing Anglicans Aotearoa wants to protect vulnerable people, but says the bill's definition of conversion therapy needs to be tightened.
There's such a broad scope with the way the legislation is currently worded that it perhaps prohibits things which we would want to allow in terms of conversation and advice and prayer in those kind of ways.
Today's submitters represent just a fraction of the people who contacted the Justice Select Committee about the proposed ban. A record number of people sent in written submissions, more than 100,000.